DZ Tribune Roundtable, Episode 20. Greetings and welcome to another episode of DZ Tribune Roundtable. I'm your host, Jesse Waldeck, and with us we have Alex Romero from our site.
Hello.
We have two guests. We have Tails86.
What's going on? Thanks for having me.
No problem. No one has probably heard Tails here before because he recorded episode 18 with me the first time, and that got lost before we recorded 18.5. So this is technically Tails' second time with us, even though this is the first time you're here hearing him. And then also with us we have ZapBlast9000.
What's up, guys?
Hey, nice to have everyone here. Okay, we're recording on an unusual night. We usually record Sunday nights, but today is Tuesday, September 27th. And lately, when the days everyone else is ready to record something, I'm busy. And the days that I'm available to record something, everyone else is busy. So we found some people to record, and I wanted to, so we're recording tonight. Let's start with our guests. Let's start with ZapBlast. What have you been playing lately?
Oh, boy. Well, first off, I noticed the Steam sale, and I was like, Sonic Adventure DX, not even $3. So I decided to pick that up, and I've been having a good time with that recently, just the fact that it's so cheap right now.
You can't beat that.
And also, getting ready for Skyrim later, I've been playing The Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion, which is probably the biggest RPG I've ever played in my damn life.
How long have you been playing in that one, you think?
Well, I just got it. I played a bit of it in 2006, but now I've clocked over 200 hours of it just by purchasing it again.
That's
long.
I've done a number of RPGs over the years that clocked over 100 hours. And Dragon Quest IX, I did over 200. So I know how long games can go.
Aside from that, I've been playing some Pokemon games just for...
Nothing wrong with that.
Yep. That's about it on my part.
Okay. Tails, how about you?
I have been a very busy person with my games. I've been going back to a lot of my 3DS games. I went back to Dead or Alive Dimensions, which is an amazing game. If you're a fan of fighting games, you will definitely like that one, because it's amazing. Online's very good. Or a fan of something else, exactly. it's a great game, though. It's very nice online. Probably the smoothest online I've seen so far on the DS. Been going back to some Ocarina of Time 3D. Went to some Star Fox 3D, so that was awesome. I can play that game over and over again, and I'll still enjoy it. It never gets old, in my opinion. And I actually just picked up a copy on GameCube of Medal of Honor Frontline, which is my favorite Medal of Honor of the entire series. And I was playing that earlier today. But other than that, just gearing up for Skyward Sword, which comes out much later on this year, and a couple other games.
I've got a backlog of things that already, and there's about three or four games coming out this year that will be added to that list. Okay, Alex, how about you?
Well, I've been going through a backlog of DS games I haven't played at all that I've been meaning to catch up on. I never got a chance to play Scribblenauts until a few days ago, and it's pretty fantastic, actually. That and Dragon Quest IX, which you and Roger, another writer on the site, recommended to me the other day. So I just started that up, and pretty great so far. I've never actually played a Dragon Quest game before, so I guess it's a nice place to start.
Yeah, IX's not a bad one to start into it. You know, that one's the long one that we can, with all the DLC, you can put in hundreds of hours. I think the main campaign took me about 75. How far in are you?
I just got to the second location. I already forgot what it's called. But I'm trying to fight this Black Knight type character. Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else, or does that wrap it up for what you've been playing?
That's pretty much it so far.
Okay.
For now, actually.
I've been jumping around lately. I did another playthrough of Super Mario Galaxy. You know, I couldn't believe... I looked at the copyright when I booted up and it was, said 2007. And I'm like, this game is 4 years old already? I don't remember it being that old.
I'm the exact same way. I look at it now and I'm just like, geez, this thing is already that old.
You think that's bad? I booted up Pokemon Blue version 2 weeks ago and I was like, oh my god.
I have that, that one too. That was back in 94 or 95.
Yep.
That was like 94, 95. And I still actually, even though we're not talking on my end again, I actually went ahead and picked up also a copy of a Japanese version of Blue. Actually in a used game store. They had it for $7.
Wow.
I would have picked up Red and Green version. That would have been probably even more worth more.
Especially green, since there was never a green North American.
Exactly.
They had Japanese. They had gold and silver version, and crystal.
Wow.
$7 as long each, as you're not, but they were all in Japanese, though.
As long as you're not playing Vietnamese crystal. You know what that is?
Yes, I see that.
I want to do a Let's Play on that so bad.
Wait, so go ahead.
No, I was just laughing.
Okay, yeah. So when I played it the first time through Galaxy, I got to like 102, 103 stars. I never did get the full 120. And when I played it last week, I started from scratch and got to about 81, 82 stars. So I finished the storyline, opened up the purple comet, and played a few of those. And that's probably as much as I'm going to get into it. You know, I've never been a completionist when it comes to the Mario games. Like the only Mario game I ever got 120 stars on was Galaxy 2. Then I tried getting some of the green stars, and I thought those were just ridiculous. So I'm like, okay, I'm not putting forth the effort into that.
I actually went ahead and got all the stars on both games, but then shortly after I went ahead and got that and was playing Monster Hunter Tri, my Wii just decided to all of a sudden just cut off, and I had to get a new disc, a new laser, and everything, and I lost all of my save data. I was so mad.
Yeah, that hurts.
Oh, God. It makes you have like a catalog of over 13 games in the entire week, Virtual Console catalog.
Ouch.
Yes. Yeah. And more than about 75% of them were complete 100%.
Wow. So then I'm starting to fall into my RPG rut again. You know, if I start playing an RPG, I want to then play all RPGs that I have. And I know that can't happen. So I started playing an import copy of Xenoblade Chronicles. And I'm about 10 hours or so into it, which I'm liking it so far. It plays very similarly to an MMO, like World of Warcraft or EverQuest, or you know, Final Fantasy 12-ish, but I think it's even more so MMO-like than Final Fantasy 12 was. It's got a quest system. You talk to NPCs and you get these tasks that say collect so many of this item, kill so many of these creatures, you know, the normal MMO quest-like thing. But one thing I do like about it is when you find enough items or you kill enough creatures, unless it's the main story arc, as soon as you finish it, you get the credit for it. You don't have to go back to town and talk to the guy and say, I'm done! The other RPG I started playing, I started a new game plus game of Persona 4. It was released on the PS2. I'm playing it on my PS3. I've got a little USB dongles where I can copy the PS2 save data off of a memory card to the hard drive. So I'm able to continue the game on my PS3. And I tried playing it before when I got a new HDTV, but hooking up the PS2 onto that thing, it just looked horrible.
Oh, God.
But playing it through the PS3, where it's upscaling it nice, it looks good. Anyway, so I always wanted to play Persona 4 a second time through using the New Game Plus, so all of my stats of the knowledge and courage, and there's like five elements that the main hero has accumulates over the course of the game, but he's not able to make all the decisions required to fill everything up, and some parts of the storyline are forced to be missed the first time around because his knowledge, intelligence isn't high enough to start the quest at that point, and after you only have some of the quests, you only have like one opportunity to start it. But now that I'm playing it my second time through, my intelligence is high enough where I'll be able to start those side quests, and so I can see what I missed the first time. And the first time I played Persona 4 was one of the 100-hour playthroughs, so whether I actually get around to playing all the way through again or not, I don't know, but at least I'll have a chance to see things I didn't see the first time, even if I play halfway through. I think that's all I've been playing. I haven't been playing my 3DS lately, which is... So then we'll head on to our news topics.
Oh, boy.
I think this one has Zap Blast excited. Star Wars The Old Republic finally has a release date.
About time.
Roger on our staff writes, "Good news, everyone. BioWare and LucasArts officially announced that the long-awaited Star Wars The Old Republic will be launching on December 20th, 2011 in North America and on December 22nd, 2011 in European launch territories.
Perfect for Christmas."
Yes. "This is great news since many people believed the game would be pushed into 2012. The launch announcement also included pricing information for the game. The game will cost $14.99 for 1 month, $13.99 per month if a 3-month subscription is purchased, or $12.99 per month with a 6-month subscription. The initial purchase of the game will also include a free 30-day subscription." So, who here is interested in that?
I'm definitely going to play it. That's not a problem.
I plan on taking it up as well.
It'd be interesting to see what BioWare does with an MMO. Especially with the leaps and bounds this thing has. First off, the graphics are good, but they're not to a point where a lot of people can't play it, because computers are all shapes and sizes, and graphic capabilities are a big thing for a PC gamer. The game looks fun enough, and it has its graphical capabilities are stable on most systems, meaning more people can play it.
And MMOs in general aren't really known for high fidelity graphics,
which means that more computers can run it.
Right. Yeah. You know, the main point of MMOs is the group gameplay with groups, pairs, groups, raids. I'm sure there'll be some solo content, but like most MMOs, when you get more toward end game, the solo content gets smaller and smaller as they want you to play in a group.
There's definitely plenty of stuff to do in it. First thing I have to comment on is this is going to be the first fully voiced MMO, which got me like, whoa, really?
EverQuest 2 had, I don't know if it was fully voiced, but it was pretty highly voiced. Have you played previous BioWare games or previous MMOs that or gets you excited for this?
Yes, I have played Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, Dragon Age, Dragon Age 2, Mass Effect 1 and 2, so I've played a lot of BioWare games.
I see. Yeah, most of the normal listeners of the show will know that I'm not entirely a BioWare fan. I don't like, you know, in general, I don't like shooters. You know, I haven't liked shooters since Wolfenstein 3D. So, I've tried a few BioWare games and I never could get past a certain point. I either get logged down in the quests trees and or I just don't know what to do next.
Mass Effect 2, personally, I'm not a big guy with shooters either, but there was enough fun stuff in there to keep me playing. Like crazy powers. Great story. BioWare has always been good on their stories.
I think I got about 6 hours into Mass Effect 1, you know, up to the point where I can take control of the ship and go anywhere I want.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, I didn't know where I needed to go next.
Yeah, that's why my personal opinion, Mass Effect 2 is actually a lot better than Mass Effect 1. Which is, that's the exact opposite for Dragon Age. Dragon Age 1 is superior.
That's what I've heard.
Yes. I mean, Dragon Age 2, it's a good game on its own right. Just as a good, pretty good RPG. But compared to its predecessor, not so much. And they have confirmed they will be making Dragon Age 3.
Wow. I haven't heard that.
Well, this is coming from, I'm part of the BioWare forums, and that was announced there.
Ah, okay, okay.
And also, Mass Effect 3, that's getting a ton of hype, and I can't wait for that.
Yeah, Mass Effect initially was Xbox only, right? And then they started porting it to PS3?
That and the PC. That and the PC.
Okay. And is Mass Effect 3 getting a PS3 at the same time, or is
yeah.
it coming later? Okay.
Fun thing was, Mass Effect 1 was only on the 360 and the PC, but Mass Effect 2 was on PS3 as well.
Right.
Which gave BioWare a problem, because PS3 users couldn't access a lot of the extra content for importing a Mass Effect 1 save.
Well, so what happened in that case?
In that case, they actually teamed up with Dark Horse Comics and made Mass Effect Genesis at the start of any Mass Effect 2 playthrough, which allowed you to make the most important decisions of a Mass Effect 1 game and import them and have a whole new experience playing Mass Effect 2.
Interesting.
It was basically a 15-minute interactive comic.
Okay, so someone could play it through again the second time, picking different choices in the comic section, and then have a different experience throughout the game.
Mm-hmm. And it was released earlier, I believe, this year. But for PS3 owners, it was free. However, it came out around May for the Xbox 360 and PC for about $4. So it was a way for BioWare to compensate for that, because it was free for the PS3 users.
Right. Tails or Alex, you have anything, any interest in this?
I am actually, this is for PS3 or PC?
I think it's just for PC, probably.
I think it's PC only.
Okay, I actually don't really have much to say about it, because I have never really watched the Star Wars series. Yes, I fail for that, but I just,
no.
When I was growing up, I just never got into the Star Wars series at all. I mean, I have a friend at my work, actually, who's still trying to get me into it. And, I mean, if it's being made by BioWare and LucasArts, I mean, LucasArts has done an amazing job with the Star Wars mm-hmm. series. I mean, they've done amazing games ever since back in the Super Nintendo and N64 years. So, I mean, if they're teaming up with BioWare and BioWare does good with the MMO, then I say nothing but good things for it.
And also, one thing I have to comment, the fan base for this game is on fire. I mean, first off, there's about almost 500,000 people who liked it on Facebook, for one thing. And the second one is their forums are always constantly being updated. And they've even added the feature where you can pick your get your friends, create a guild, and have all your guild specs and members' allegiances right even before the game.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Which it'll import right in, and you get bonuses for doing it early.
So do you think this will actually be a World of Warcraft killer?
It depends. I'm pretty sure Blizzard's World of Warcraft is still going to be around. I don't see that dying anytime soon, but this is mainly for Star Wars fans. Fans of Knights of the Old Republic or BioWare fans?
You know, EverQuest is still kicking around. That started in 1999.
Ay, ay, ay. Plus, the game's been hyped ever since 2009, so...
Yeah. Right. Anyone else have any other words on this before we move on?
I could talk about this for 3 hours, but I'm not gonna...
Yeah, I don't want a three-hour show. Alright, I'll move on then. Okay, this is an article Robert wrote. Sony announces PSN release of Final Fantasy VI and Chrono Trigger unannounces the next day.
What? What? Those were great games!
Both the PSX remakes of Final Fantasy VI and Chrono Trigger are making it to the PSN under the PS1 Classics. Though no price has been announced yet, these are two of my favorite games on the SNES and some of the greatest RPGs of all time. Final Fantasy VI is amazing and memorable due to its incredible roster of characters and a deep, compelling story, and Chrono Trigger for its awesome triggering of chronology and the great battle system. Also, both games have stellar soundtracks. Whatever price they may be, it'll be a great opportunity for those who have never had the chance to play these games. And when he wrote this, I initially thought, okay, well, they were sold as a single SKU, as a double game set, when they released it on the PS1. So, like other PS1 classics, I figured it'd be $10 for the both of them. Which, since I haven't bought either game in WiiWare, so it would be a better deal to get it from PSN for $10 versus WiiWare for a total of $16, $8 each. But the next day, he updated the article with, according to the official PlayStation Twitter, the announcement of these two games was an error, and they are no longer scheduled for release this week. They don't even post another date for the future or anything, so the release may not happen altogether. The official statement is, yesterday we incorrectly reported Final Fantasy VI and Chrono Trigger were coming to PSN on Tuesday. They are not. We apologize for the error, unquote. Now I'm just sad and disappointed, and so am I.
I got something on that. How'd that error even come around? What were they thinking?
I think there was a mix-up between that and Final Fantasy Origins, which got an ESRB rating, so which hints that it will be launched, it'll be released similarly for $10, but that just doesn't have the same oomph, you know, getting Final Fantasy 1 and 2 for $10 versus Final Fantasy 6 and Chrono Trigger for $10. Which would you want?
Depends. Which one can I play on an emulator?
Well, technically, you can play them all on an emulator in your original hardware. Yeah, software version.
I have to admit, that's like saying, hey guys, guess what? Gears of War 1 is free for download on the PSN. Really? Oh, no, that was an error. It's actually Sonic 06 for download. Sorry!
Oh, that's...
I've played Sonic 06. That's horrible.
So yeah, that would have been a game I would have picked up on PSN.
Sonic 06?
No. Final Fantasy VI and Chrono Trigger.
Oh God.
Okay, I was about to say.
Yeah, and so, you know, if it, you know, it seems unlikely it will, or if it will, it'll likely be some separate software SKUs instead of bundled like I initially thought. You know, so now it sounds like WiiWare may be the way to do it.
they should do that, though, because that would make them a lot of money, considering those are some of the best RPGs ever made.
Yeah, I'm still holding off for hoping for a Final Fantasy VI reskin.
Like kind of like with, the Final Fantasy IV?
Like they did with 4 and 3.
You know, I liked 4.
I think a 5 re-release wouldn't be bad either. I did play a little bit of 5, but didn't get far.
5, I was... It was alright until you got to the final boss. Oh my god, this thing's unbeatable!
Yeah, I didn't even get that far. I got maybe 2 or 3 hours in.
Well, just let me warn you. Final boss hard as crap.
No, in the past, I've not been a fan of the Jabba system. At least how Final Fantasy has done it. But having played Dragon Quest IX, I don't know if they do it differently than Final Fantasy did or what, but I didn't mind it in Dragon Quest. So I might go back and try it again in Final Fantasy.
Isn't it true, though, kind of sort of, that Dragon Quest kind of revolved around Pokemon at first, though, before it started making it into more of an action RPG than it made it into, like, a physical RPG?
Well, early Dragon...
I mean, in a way, it kind of did, like, especially, like, on the Game Boy versions. I know that there was one that they made, I think it was when Dragon Quest Monsters Joker was out before it came out on the DS. Like, we have that new one on the DS. They actually have it kind of sort of like a Pokemon game.
Yeah, I've actually never, have not played many of the Dragon Quest spin-offs. You know, I have Dragon Quest Joker and Slimes and stuff in my Netflix, in my Gamefly queue, wrong company, my Gamefly queue. I haven't gotten them yet. The only offshoot game I have played is Swords on the Wii.
It's basically, I choose you, scantily clad women.
basically.
Well, I think a lot of those DS games, you know, take what they did in Dragon Quest VIII, which did have a monster collection aspect, like a minigame to it, and then turn those into games of their own. So that's why it seems like Pokemon.
But, okay, so now it's Monster Hunter?
No, well, I tried Monster Hunter 3 and didn't like that either. But early Dragon Quest games was just more of just your RPG, and I don't know about 7 because I've never played that one. I don't think 7 ever had a North American release, did it?
Wait a minute. How did they release 9 but not 7?
I don't know. Well, you know, 8 was out on PS2, and that's where I played it. But so I think starting with 8, they had a Monster Collection type of minigame. I think there was a little bit of that in 9, too, wasn't there? I don't remember.
I'm not big on Dragon Quest.
That's been 2 years now since I played that.
Well, that's all I got to say about it. Though I do have something to say. Sony, do that. Do that. Bundle them. You will make a lot of money.
I agree.
If I had a PSN or anything Sony, I'd buy it.
Our next item is the PAX Swag Contest winners announced. At the end of episode 18, we announced a contest to win a box of swag that Zach collected while he was at PAX. We have our winners. Runner-up winning a t-shirt is Blake from Vancouver. And the grand prize winner winning everything else is Brendan, no relation to our Brendan, from St. Tacoma, Washington. So congratulations to our winners, and thanks to everyone who sent in emails for listening. My last item is VG Tribune mailbag is no longer empty.
Whee!
We actually got a letter. We have Jacob from an whereabouts unknown. Well, he didn't say where he was from, just that his name was Jacob. Jacob writes, "You should talk about the new game era. Nintendo is about to release a new console within the next 3 years. What to expect? How will Sony stay in the video game industry with Microsoft slowly pushing it out? Will Google start its own console? It's already got a browser, search engine, OS, laptop, internet radio, and YouTube. Will Nintendo be able to boost sales seeing how they cut the price on the Nintendo 3DS in half? Will they still be in the picture in the coming years?" let's just start at the top then. Nintendo's new console, the Wii U, they announced it will be launched in 2012. Whether it's delayed later than that, I hope not. And the only thing we know of a date range is it will not be this fiscal year, which means earliest would be April 1st. But more than likely...
April Fool's Day.
That would be funny. But
that would be hilarious.
Then you open the box. Surprise! Doing.
I think they're actually shooting more for maybe an early summer, but they'll probably be more likely to be more toward holiday season.
They should do it on April Fool's.
What I've heard is they're having production issues with their controller, and it isn't as hot and streaming as content as well as they want it to be.
Well, they expect their controller is a DS.
Yeah, and it's a single touch, and that kind of got a lot of people upset. You know, with all the multi-touch devices out there, people are used to multi-touch, and they want more multi-touch. So I'm hoping Nintendo will change their Wii U controller to a multi-touch display. So,
well, they don't do it in 3D. That hurts my eyes.
It better
don't
not be
do
in 3D.
Do not do it in 3D. If they did it in HD, that would be cool.
Oh, yeah, HD. I don't have a problem with
it. The console output will be 1080p output. That will be HD. The output of the controller, I don't think, is quite 720p. They haven't announced exact resolutions on that. It's definitely higher than 480p. You know, that's a nice display on that 6-inch screen.
Well, even if the graphics are the best, what do you expect? It's the controller.
You're right.
It's the controller. You should be more worried about what's on the big screen.
Yeah, so I'm not worried about the graphics capabilities. What I am kind of worried about is, you know, they said that it's intended to have one Wii controller connect to a Wii U console. And a lot of people are saying, well, what about, we want to have games that do this, that it would be handy to have everyone have their own personal screen, like Madden Football.
So, wait a minute, so only one person gets the screen and everybody else just has a normal controller? What is this?
Right. That's, you know, all their E3 demonstrations involved single controller and multiple, one or more Wii remotes.
Wii remotes?
Yes.
So, Nintendo, what are you doing? That's all I gotta say. So okay,
go ahead.
It's like the Wii and the 3DS had a baby, but the baby doesn't know what it wants to do when it grows up. So it's, look, do I want to be motion controlled? Do I want to be touch screen? I don't know.
It's like they're throwing stuff at the wall and seeing what sticks.
Yep.
I honestly have not been liking anything about the Wii U. I wasn't interested in the name. I wasn't interested in the look of the console because it looks exactly like an original Wii, just a tiny bit modified. And I really and truly don't like the controller.
I only have one rebuttal for you. I like the name. Wii U.
That's the reason
why I don't like it.
That's...
Well, the there was actually speculation like it'd be called the Wii Wii, but that'd be silly.
No, that's what people are calling.
Or
that's the thing.
Why not just call it the name that they should have called the Wii the very first time, the Revolution. Nintendo Revolution.
Actually, yeah, that would have been interesting.
If people are calling the new Wii is coming out in Europe this holiday. That's the Wii Wii.
Yeah, because it's the Wii 2.
Huh?
Wii Wii.
Wee wee, monsieur.
Yo, dude, bro, you want to come over and play my wee wee?
So, Alex.
I'm sorry, I had to do it.
So, Alex, you and I both had some hands-on with that. What are your thoughts on this?
Like I said before, it's an interesting concept, but I'm waiting to see some actual games for it. I mean, has there been any game announcements since the announcement at E3?
I think there's something Mario.
I think they're. I heard about Dragon Quest X.
Yeah, Dragon Quest X, I think, is the only game that's been announced that I know of outside of E3 that's in development.
Ninja Gaiden.
Well, that was mentioned at E3, but yeah. Oh, there are third-party people working on games for this thing.
That would remind me. Actually,
there is a person I've actually had some reference to. The people who are making Skyrim are actually thinking of bringing it to the Wii U.
I read that, and that would be interesting.
And I'm going to play Skyrim as soon as it freaking comes out. There goes 300 hours of my life. Yeah, you take your cookies out of the oven, young man.
It's like Arkham City is also being planned to be developed for Wii U. And that's going to be what's going to be difficult about games like that that come out this year that will be coming out on Wii U next year is now there's a year gap. So do I buy them now, buy them again a year later for full price again, or do I wait or just say, screw it, I'll play it on the PS3?
I would honestly say buy it now, get it over with. Anything you don't buy but you want to try it again later, by all means, play it on the Wii U.
Yeah, so.
But I know I'm going to buy Arkham City as soon as it comes out, because I love the...
Yeah, I'm sure most of what we saw at E3 will be in some sort of minigame collection, similar to, you know, the early Wii games that came out, where it was just a series of tech demos to find out what this thing, what can this thing do? Where can we push? What works, what doesn't work? The only way to find out is to have someone build it and see if it works or not.
Well, we did see those two Ubisoft games at that conference. Wait, were you there?
Yes, I was there.
Yeah, okay. The Ghost Recon game, which is pretty much just Ghost Recon, and that Killer Freaks from Outer Space, which is just some generic crap alien shooter with some really bad British voice acting.
Yeah, I actually thought that Freaks game looked interesting, though, again, it's a shooter, so I'm not, it's a pass for me. But, it had an interesting art style.
Now, Jacob also said how Sony and Microsoft, how are they going to take this?
I think they're just going to keep doing what they're going to be planning on anyway. We know that there's a PS4, there's an Xbox 720 or something in development. Mm-hmm. You know, how can there not be something in R&D? You know, they have something in R&D day one of a launch, don't they? Generally, whether we see them anything in E3 next year or not is still unknown. But you know, I know Sony wanted the PS3 to have a 10-year life cycle. Whether that means...
Wait, the PS3 around for 10 years?
Yeah, well, if you think about PS2, it has been around for 10 years. PS2 still has games being released for it. Usually crap movie games, but... Or Madden, or, you know, the annual Rock Band game and Guitar Hero game also had a PS2 version.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so... PS2 did have a 10-year life, but the PS3 overlapped it. So I don't know if they planned for the PS3 to have a similar 10-year life with the PS4 overlapping it by a few years, or they didn't want PS4 to come out until 2016. I don't think they can wait until 2016.
Nope. Nintendo will shoot them out of the water, and probably Microsoft too.
Yeah, and especially the 360 being a year older. It's already out 6 years. And having a system out for 6 years without a predecessor announced is extremely rare. Usually,
this is just my opinion, but I think in a way they want to make a new system, but in a way they're kind of scared based on what all the economy is going on and everything too. Because, I mean, you look at when the Vita was first coming out, a lot of people thought that, well, Sony was going to jack that thing up all the way to like $400 or something, but they brought it down to $249 to make it so it could compete with Nintendo's 3DS. But I think even if it stays at $249, I think they're going to have to drop that price during Christmas if it comes out for this year. Because if they don't, I think that the 3DS is going to storm them through. Because if you look at the PlayStation Vita's game catalog right now, all they have is mostly remakes. We have a lot of games coming to the Nintendo 3DS that are brand new games. I mean, we have Monster Hunter, we have the Mario Kart 7 game, we have Super Mario 3D Land, and many more still coming. So, I mean, I'm hoping that Sony has some kind of trick up their sleeve to be able to fix this, or I don't know if they're going to be able to win the holiday this year.
You know how Nintendo could kill the Sony Vita in a matter of months?
Release Smash Brothers for sure, if they would.
That or a brand new Pokemon game. That would just rip them through the water due to black and white sales.
Yeah.
Well, because they're already talking right now. There's already a gray one in development. They haven't actually said it, but there have been a lot of people saying one in
works. You knew that's coming because that's their pattern.
No. I knew gray was coming because the one dragon's white, the other one's black. You go into the cave to find the third dragon. It's gray. There you go. That's how you know.
Whether it's called gray or not, you knew a third game is coming because that's their pattern.
Well, if they're going to go on the same thing like black, white, it's...
They could call it Pokemon Cobalt. or something.
Yeah, again, I don't care what the name is. You know, red, blue, had yellow, gold, silver, had platinum. You know, every crystal. Generation has had a third
they had
game.
Crystal.
Yeah, platinum was something else. But every generation has had a third game. So, yeah, that shouldn't be a surprise. Yeah, the Vita is going to be launching in Japan December 17th with no official announcements for Europe or North America, but it will not be 2011. In fact, when they announced it at E3, when they said it was going to be out holiday season, there was something out the next day saying that was a mistake. So we knew right away it wasn't going to be out this year. I don't think a lot of people picked up on that, though.
Now, about Google starting its own console, I didn't even hear anything about that.
I don't see that coming. Yeah, having three consoles is kind of a push anyway, or kind of a squeeze on resources anyway.
Yeah.
I don't think if the market could support a fourth console, even if it is Google. Though if any company would do it, I think Google would be a good candidate, but I don't think it would survive very long having a fourth console with this market.
Yeah, people have been saying Valve should make one. No.
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 Valve does not need... If Valve literally made a console, I would actually be scared to go ahead and see what they would bring out. I mean, they can't do anything with Portal anymore. Portal's done. People are still ranting at them to make another episode of Half-Life.
Oh, God, yes.
There are people literally storming them to make a new Half-Life, and they're saying, I'm hearing behind the scenes that they're currently trying to make it, but fans just are fed up of waiting.
Well, it has been 5 years, but still.
What I wouldn't mind seeing is Nintendo working with Valve to make the Wii U running Steamworks day one.
That would be amazing ideas.
If they did that, I really think that would kill Microsoft and Sony.
So hard.
And it would kill them much more than anybody. And they would also gain a ton more third-party support. They would gain all their third-party support back. But then it would also make it so that there were also games for the casual and for the hardcore fans on Steam. So then that could even open up even more players that have already owned a Wii that are thinking of getting a Wii U to go ahead and add even more money to not only just Valve's pockets, but Nintendo, and be able to create Steam to have even more stuff than what it is have earning already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In order for that to work, Wii U would need to have a significant hard drive, at least 250. You know, where right now the rumor is... It's only got 4 gigs of storage, which the current development units probably do only have 4. I doubt that'll be the production version when they're done. But it would need a beefy hard drive if they want to have DLC games.
Well, and remember the same way with the 3DS. They went ahead and screwed up, and they went ahead and even admitted it. That's why they're coming out with the add-on now for the 3DS, because they know that games would feel much better having a second analog stick. And even though when I looked at it the very first time, I look at it and I'm like, okay, it's a little too bulky for my taste, but if they're able to literally pull it off with some amazing games, even making some remakes if they wanted to, I could even picture playing Wind Waker on the 3DS.
That I would like.
That, and I think that would be amazing.
No, I don't think this. I think most games would benefit from this. I don't think so. Definitely some games would. But what I also am afraid we'll see is more ports from PS2, PS3 games to the handhelds. Mm-hmm. Where we don't want ports, we want original content. And I also think the main reason why that the Frankenstick is around is Capcom with Monster Hunter. That is Capcom, right?
It's Cashcom.
Cashcom, okay. Yeah.
Cashcom, Crapcom, whichever one you want to call it.
Yeah, you know, I think Nintendo and Capcom had an agreement. They said, if you want Monster Hunter 3 and 4 on this thing, this is what we need. And then they said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wow.
Speaking of Capcom, I actually went ahead and read up on a recent headline, actually, about the guys who are making Solo to Robo. If none of y'all who are watching the podcast or listening to it have ever heard of it, it's a new game that's on the DS, probably the last good action RPG game on DS, but it's made by a company named CyberConnect 2, and they are actually trying to get the rights from Capcom to try to get back into development for Mega Man Legends 3.
Yeah, because I know people were pissed off about that. I know Zach was.
Yeah.
Well, and I was a little bit mad about it, too, because I wanted to get myself into the Mega Man Legends series, because I heard that even though it's not the greatest series of all time, I mean, it's still a Mega Man game, and it just seems like to me that Cashcom is just doing away with Mega Man completely. I mean, they didn't even include him in the Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3 like they were going to.
Yeah, I think we talked about this on previous podcasts, but the person at Capcom that wanted the game to happen got sick of Capcom being Capcom, left the company, and then so Capcom said, okay, with him gone, canceled. He was like, I forget the guy's name, but he was the only one who...
I cannot remember his name. Yeah. Inafus.
I don't follow all of those. That sounds familiar, but I don't follow all of those developer names. But I should be.
But it would still be interesting if they did get the rights to be able to do it, because I know that they've done some amazing work on some games.
Well, if Duke Nukem can do it, anything can happen, right?
Exactly.
Oh, I don't want to get on a 3-hour rant about Duke Nukem because I played that. But anyway.
Moving on.
Okay, that's all the news I had planned. I think we had a few things we wanted to mention before the end of the show. Legend of Zelda Four Swords should be coming out, I think it's tomorrow in Japan. I don't know if it's worldwide tomorrow or if it's going to be like a Thursday release like other North American 3DS titles. But that should be launching either tomorrow or Thursday. Anyone here not interested in this? I think everyone might be.
Okay. I'm very interested in it. Very interested in Zelda. Any Zelda game I'll literally buy. It doesn't matter which one it is.
Yeah, my fam, me and my son's the same way. We're big Zelda fans. He's probably more so than I am now. So, he's excited for it. And my household has an original DSi, DSi XL, and 2 3DSs. So if I can actually talk my kids into playing the game with me, we can get a 4-player game going. Mm. I don't think a lot of people is going to have that luxury. So, I also heard that this would be a 2-player version, so which will be easier for people to play. And then it'll also be a single player. Whether it's the same as the 4-player or same as the 2-player, I'm not yet sure. Has anyone heard any more information on that yet?
Not right now, no.
Guess we'll find out tomorrow.
Yep.
Excuse me. And this is an article that Brendan showed us before he had to leave, before we started recording. This is on an article on NintendoLife.com. Zelda Skyward Sword bundle costs $115 in Japan.
What does it come with?
The exact same stuff that the American and the Europe ones come with.
Yeah, so and the American and Europeans are how much?
$60, $70 at the most.
Well, Japan, what?
Well, it'll be $70 in North America. I'm not sure what it will be in Europe. Okay, so this article throws some comparisons at you. The standalone game of Skyward Sword will be 6,800 yen, which converts to $88 US. The bundle will cost 8,800 yen, so 2,000 more, which converts to $114 US. And then comparing it to Twilight Princess in 2006, which also launched for 6,800 yen, which at the time converted to $57, which seems like a more reasonable conversion, because of our worsened dollar over the years. And so in North America, the standalone game will be $50, and with the bundle will be $70, so just $20 for the remote, just like 2,000 yen.
But what does the bundle come with? Just the game?
The bundle, the standalone game comes with the game and the soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
And then the bundle will have game, soundtrack, and a gold Wii Remote Plus.
Oh.
So I've as soon as they announced the bundle with the Wii Remote Plus, I canceled my first pre-order at GameStop and changed it to the bundle pre-order.
Mm.
Said, yes, I'll pay $20 for a remote. Of course, I also prophesized that the remote would exist back in, like, February.
Weird little remote.
Anyway, so a lot of people, seems to be making a big deal about this thing's costing $115 total. But if you think in, or what I'm thinking is, if you think in terms of the Japanese consumer who bought Twilight Princess for a set price, and is buying Skyward Sword at the same set price with a controller for an extra 2,000 yen, I don't think he's going to care that the dollar is so crappy that it converts to $115.
Yeah, it's kind of unfair to compare it to American currency.
Right. Even counting for inflation, that $57 5 years ago is probably $90 now. So there's a lot of unfair ways to look at these numbers. But I think the fairest way to look at it is keeping it in terms of yen. The price is unchanged. So the point of this article seems ridiculous to me.
You know what's ridiculous?
What is ridiculous?
There is no gold nunchuck to go with that gold Wii Remote.
My son even asked me about that today. He goes, is there going to be... Because I was listening to a different podcast that was also talking about this bundle. And it was like a month old, so this was just as the bundle was... The podcast was a month old, so when it was recorded, the concept of the bundle was new. But he asked me, is there going to be a gold nunchuck? And I said, no. You still have to use your old nunchuck. And he said, that doesn't make any sense. So my 11-year-old son can often surprise me with how wise he is.
Now, one final thing that was in the Jacob letter... Well, Nintendo will be able to boost sales, seeing how they cut the price of the 3DS in half. Will they still be in the picture in the coming years?
Well, the sales for 3DS have gone up, a lot since the price cut, haven't they?
Yeah, I don't think I've seen the full exact numbers yet. They probably will come out at the end of this month. But yeah, I believe, with what I've heard... The week after the price cut has had its second biggest week those sales total, with the first week being launch week. Mm. Where it pretty much did, it sold like 400,000 units the first week, which is kind of what they expected, but then they were also expecting to maintain that, and they didn't. Whether this increase maintains or not, there needs to be games out in the system for that to happen.
Yeah, that was my next point. As soon as the first party titles start coming in, people are going to start picking them up.
And so I think this holiday season, the sales will be insane. With the previously mentioned Mario Kart 7, Mario 3D Land, which I still hate that name. I do agree.
I still hate the name.
I don't think I've said that name in any podcast without saying that I hate it in 5 episodes.
Well, it's true, because, I mean, a lot of the other Mario games have had just more impressive titles. It just seems like, we're just going to call it Super Mario 3D Land.
Well,
they should have just called it Super Mario 3D.
I agree. The reason why I don't like the land part is because this is, 3 months after opening eShop and giving us Super Mario Land, which is a crappy $2 game that they sold for $4. And so that Mario Land has a bad taste in my mouth.
It wasn't that bad. It was weird, but not bad.
Well, yeah, it was short. And so I content-wise, I don't think it was worth what they're selling it for. And again, I've said that before for anyone who's heard the show. The only eShop game that they sold at the premium price that is worth that premium price is Donkey Kong. Most of the others, I think, should have been cut off another dollar. Well, I've been through this before. That pretty much wraps up all of the content that I have. Does anyone else have any open topics to talk about?
Not unless you want me to rant about the old probably for another hour.
I wanted to say something about MMOs in general, actually.
Sure, go ahead.
I played a lot of MMOs. I bought a lot of MMOs. I never really get past the 30-day free trial, mostly because they all feel like you're doing someone shopping, in that you get a quest, which is usually to get a certain number of dead animals or monsters killed, or collect this item, or go here and go there. I feel like I'm just doing errands for other people.
That's RPG logic.
Yeah.
It's called a fetch quest.
Yeah, they have fetch quests in Zelda, too.
They have fetch quests in everything.
It doesn't seem as prevalent nor as tedious as it does in MMOs.
No, because usually a normal game's fetch quest is usually like one arc, or maybe two arcs, to get one or two end game items that will help you. Like Link's Awakening DX. The end result was you get the boomerang, which is insanely overpowered.
Mm-hmm. Also, in Oblivion, the quest to cure your vampirism, it's a 10-part fetch quest. It is horrible. That's why I do not become a vampire in that game. Trying to cure it is a bitch.
And most of the point-and-click adventure games in the late 80s, early in 90s, like the King's Quest and games along those lines, is just one fetch quest after another.
Those point-and-click games, there's not much else they can program into it. So,
right.
Okay, let's see what we can think about. Fetch!
Well,
anyway, so I agree with you that MMOs, they take it to the extreme.
Well, most of the games you just mentioned at least have some kind of compelling storyline to draw you into. With these MMOs, it just seems like, here, go out there and get me this. Why? Oh, I don't know. Just get me it. It's
well,
good of our people.
Well, it's either A, an item, B, experience, C, gold. Something else. Money, yeah.
Currency.
Gold, money, currency, zenny.
The issue I have with a lot of the more current MMOs that I've tried, like DC Universe or anything within the last 2-3 years, most of the gear you get as a result of quests is decent gear, and probably the best gear you can get for that level, which completely negates the importance of the merchants. You know, there's merchants out there that's selling crap that you'll no one will ever buy. So why even have it there?
They want to feel good about themselves.
They need a place where people can sell off the garbage and get coin for it. But why can't the merchant just do that? Why does it have to try to sell something that no one will ever buy? It'll be interesting to see how the Star Wars game handles that issue. I don't know. I'm not sure yet if I'm going to try it. I likely will.
I'm just hoping it'll draw me in a bit more than all the other ones, instead of just feeling like doing someone else's. Yeah.
It'll draw me in just because I like Star Wars a
considering
lot.
Considering it's BioWare, it will likely have a pretty decent story.
Yeah, that's the one thing BioWare is always good about.
All right. So we'll guess we'll wrap it up then. Sure to check us out on iTunes and give us a rating.
Oh yeah, one last thing. Send more mail so we can focus on the mail theme song.
He wants to have us harmonize, and we'll see about that. If you want to get
mail.
Mail time.
Mail time. Mail time.
Send mail, so we have to do that every time we read a letter.
So if you do want to send us a letter, you can send it to tips@vgtribune.com, and as I was saying, with iTunes, give us a rating. Higher the better, but give us a rating. We'll try to get the attention of other people looking for podcasts to listen to. Get it. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, my Twitter handle is Laffer2, LAFFER. If we'll go around the table, and if anyone else has any contact methods they choose to share, go ahead.
You can find me on Twitter, ZapBlast9000. You can also find me on YouTube, ZapBlast9000.
You can find me on Facebook, salesa6.facebook.com, and you can also check me out on my weekly reviews YouTube channel at youtube.com/talesa6. I have new content always up every week.
And you can find me at Facebook or Twitter at Nightshade0, all spelled out.
Okay. Thanks our two guests and Alex for joining us this evening. It's getting kind of late on a Tuesday night. I'm not usually up this late myself. And again, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Later.
Peace.
Bye.
You don't have to go back to town and talk to the guy and say, "I'm done."
Perfect timing.
Yeah,
he's cooking fries.
That was actually my BlackBerry. I got an email, and so it just sounds like
that was perfect though. Perfect timing.
That was sweet.
Anyway,
go ahead.
I thought you had cookies in the oven.
No.
If you did, I hope you got chocolate chip ones.
And a lot of stamps to mail them.
No.
Exactly.
No cookies.
Like, nope. No cookies.
And even if I did, I would still say no. Okay, so then the other RPG I started playing, VG Tribune Mailbag, is no longer empty.
Whee!
We actually got a letter.
Mail time. You did it wrong. Let's just go mail time. Then one guy's going, mail time.
Mail time.
Oi.
Here's the mail. I'll be quiet.
You expect us to harmonize without rehearsal?
Fine. Just do it next time.
Well, let's put it this way. If we get more mail and this becomes a normal bit, we'll try that.
Mail time, so, mail time, mail time.
So give us mail, please, and we'll see if this actually happens.
Yay.
So we have Jacob